in the middle of you running, is like, and you, once you get your stride, you catch your form, hope, you reach back. Is this hell?
Used to be.
What? Funding? What? Extra grants? Seriously? He's like, you know what I'm saying?
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shaquille D.
Sir Breezington here.
The one and only Damani.
And if this is your woo da day and if this, if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, food, movies, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we like to bring you guys in on those. Also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, join our Patreon. If you haven't already, subscribe to our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
Three of them things.
Able to watch our podcast live, join in on the conversation, and watch it early because we record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. But, yeah. What are we talking about today?
I was telling Mom, I was like, it's kind of like I'm doing a project right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a finished product yet. So y'all seeing bits and pieces. I'm getting help here doing this, but I have a vision for my life, and that's the project. So once things get rolling, once I actually have some motion, because I'm setting the foundation now. The only thing that's in my mind right now is when we was in like elementary school, grade school. I love grade school. I love that terminology. When we was in grade school and we doing like science projects and we got the trifoldable, that's all I can see right now. And it's like, at this point, all I have is I went to CVS, Walgreens, whatever store to get my trifoldable board. I got my construction paper. I got my notes. I did my research, or I'm still doing my research. I got my everything that I need, my pencils, my markers, and I'm on a project. I feel like I'm doing a class project, but this, instead of a class project, it's a life project.
I was just thinking, I might actually go get some poster board and like map out some of the stuff that I've been doing.
That's what I'm supposed to do on that whiteboard.
That's what it's called, right?
It's really just a trifold board. Oh, not like
trifoldable. That's what we call it today.
Trifoldable.
I'm sorry, bro.
But when I sit and look at my board to write stuff out, my mind started to go blank. I feel like I'll be overthinking it, and I want it to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. But instead of just, I probably should brain dump on a piece of paper and then just, actually, I probably should
get the trifoldable.
I was going to say get like some construction paper and like write out stuff and then stick it on. Actually, I got sticky notes. I'm brained up on the sticky notes and just put it up.
You're going to treat it like how they used to do in the superhero movies or the crime movies, where they had the whole board, they got the sticky notes with the yarn
crossing. Oh my gosh, that's what I always wanted to do.
That's what I see for it, but yeah, I gotta do the brain dump first, and I gotta put the pieces up. Then I'm gonna map everything out.
Pick up the pieces.
I think that will be my brain dump, like on just to kind of like look at everything that's in my head on a big scale. I mean, I have my cork boards too, so I might put an organized version of it on my like cork boards that are hanging up. But I feel like the brain dump for me, to a certain extent, will be on the trifoldable.
Right, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna do it on my whiteboard. It's just knowing me, I'm gonna think of something, and I'm gonna have to erase the whole thing and start. Or I mean, actually, not the whole thing, but certain parts.
Well, what you can do, and we talked about this before, if you're in the middle of doing something, you have a separate thought, write it down somewhere else and be like, hold on, let me just, and then come back to, like, almost like, I'm going to save this for later. I'm mm-hmm. getting to you. This is important. I'm getting to you.
Yeah.
But what if it's like, okay, I have a thought, I write it down. This thought is what's supposed to be in front of or right in the middle of, so then I've got to erase something and then...
Yeah, I mean, still write it down, though, because sometimes you could be, let's say we're trying to make a car or something. We're trying to, you know, build a car. And you're... Oh, no, making a blueprint for a car and it's your first time trying to do this. Maybe the easiest thing for you to do is to get all of the ideas out. And then as you're going, maybe you're thinking like, oh, maybe this is a different way for me to do it. All right, maybe I'll try doing this. Maybe I won't start at the steering wheel. Maybe I'll start at the seat.
Mm.
And you're like, well, if I started at the seat, how would I start? Let me just try doing it like right on the side, like, right, hey, make a version where I start at the seat and then continue where you left off here. So that you honor the random thought that just came to you, but you're also like, I'm sticking to the plan, because otherwise you mix and match. Imagine that you waste a lot more energy.
I need to do that with dinner.
Thinking about cars made me think of when I washed my car earlier, and I have to share with the people a realization. I've been through this, but it's truer, and it
rings true.
Yeah, today. It was a declaration today. It's not about what you have. It's about how you treat, nurture, steward what you have.
Come on, steward.
That man been reading his good book.
How you steward, okay? The fourth Sunday word. Hallelujah. Glory. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I washed my car, I was thinking about my old car. But, like we was talking about, I had to let go of my old car.
Mm-hmm.
And what left with my old car was consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting over. Like, I've been like, yeah, I just want to start over. But I'm literally in a space of starting over. And it's like, everything that I want, it is dependent on how I treat and how I use everything that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the whole unconscious self-assurance. Like, everything that you currently have is all that you actually... It's an awareness, an understanding that everything that I have is all that I need in order for me to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I think the hardest thing about, like, identity change or just changing in general is there's a fear that comes with not being or not knowing what the change is actually going to look like. And there's also, there's a fear that comes with not knowing what you're going to look like, but there's also this, like, you also have to be willing to give your future self a chance, because you don't know what the future you is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be willing to say, hey, I know I don't know what this is going to look like, but what if I just give that version of me a chance? Because right now, all I've been giving is the old version of me a chance. And it's like, I know what this looks like. What if I give that version? Because what if it ends up being better? What if this is better than I ever imagined? Yeah. That would be fire.
I wrote earlier, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was something about I was feeling some type of way, not because of something. But the real reason why I feel, like, the root reasoning of why I feel how I was feeling is because I don't like where I am. Like, I love my life, but I don't like where I'm currently in. Not saying anything is bad, everything is terrible, but I see so much more. So all I can do is, like, believe in myself and, like, just take a chance, like you were just saying, like, give your future self a chance. Like, I've planned. I've sat and figured out what it is that I want. Clearly, my current reality is not something that I want. So just stick to the plan, keep moving forward. And what you were saying about the biggest thing, I think another big thing is being able to let go of people, places, things. Sorry, y'all, my dog's sleeping right now. If y'all hear some snoring.
Go ahead.
Like, being able to release anything and everything that was attached to the previous version of you. Yeah, and it's okay if they don't understand. Or, yeah, it's okay if, even if you can't articulate it. Because a lot of times I don't be able to articulate what it is that I actually want to do or am doing, like, future-wise. It could be because of lack of confidence, because it's still in seed form. But it's okay to seem crazy. Like, because a lot of things are identified as crazy when people don't understand it.
I was just going to say, I don't think it's always meant to be articulated. Just because sometimes, like, we're moving, if, like, we're truly just moving on faith, like, regardless of if we plan for it or whatever, there are times when, even if I have a plan for it, I cannot explicitly explain to you exactly what I'm doing. And I don't think that it's meant to, because, like, we talk about all the time, like, your vision is for you. It's not for anybody else but you. So, like, with that comes the thing of, okay, I can't explain this to you because this was given to me, this vision was given to me in this form, right? I'm supposed to understand it in this way, and it's not meant for you to understand it. It's not meant for me to figure out a way to articulate it in a way that will make sense to somebody else, because I was only supposed to hear this.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, I feel like that makes it even more scary to take a chance on yourself, just because of the fact that, like, at that point, like, if I can't explain it, then you have the feeling of, like, people thinking you look crazy, or, like, people thinking, like, you're wasting your time, or whatever you're doing is just a hobby, or, you know, you don't make sense, you make bad decisions, which is actually, you know, that be happening.
Mm-hmm.
People be real adamant about that, and it's just, like, that's when you gotta trust yourself. And yeah. For me, it got to a point where it was, like, I feel like it's scarier for me not to take a chance on my future self.
Yeah. And I had two thoughts about what you... I had one thought for you, one thought for you. But the most... The one that's related to this was when I hear it, when I think about all of this stuff, I think about the I think it was like a picture of... It was like a guy pushing a boulder up a hill, that kind of thing. And the process of you, one, like, planning, getting your vision together, getting your life together, making the steps to fully change your life, it'll look like you're not moving anywhere at all. Everybody else is, and somebody else looked from the outside looking, it's like, man, I don't know if you're gonna get that boulder up that hill. I'm watching you right now. I don't know. I seen you try before. All right, cool. And for you, the only thing you had to focus on is the next step. Like, what is the next step, the next course of action for me to do? And I think by the time that they actually see it, you've already conquered the part that stopped you from getting past it. So it's like, they're like, oh, nah, I love what you're doing, I love blah, blah. And it's like, the part where you were struggling to get it, that process was for you so that you could do the next thing. But yeah, the process of you actually going through and getting it up the hill so that you can, whether it's getting the miracle, right? You can, like, you getting it in all the way up the hill is like, yo, this was a feat in itself. The miracle is like God being like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. And it's like just watching it roll and seeing the momentum and all of it unfold. But so the process was 100% for you so that you can deal with whatever comes after. At least that's how I'm processing it. And then in regards to the new you version, like, it reminded me of a clip I saw on TikTok, and he was talking about something that, it was this guy, he was saying something that really helped him change his identity was when he was able to move. And because he was able to move, no one had any preconceived ideas of what he, of who he was. Mm-hmm. So when he moved, and now, but in his hometown, he was the quiet guy who he was corny to some people, he was shy. here he got a chance to be as dramatic as he wanted to be because nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, and I feel that.
Yeah, and just when you get that opportunity, I feel like we should at least try to give ourselves the opportunity to go places, to meet people that we never met before, because they come to you with you come to them as a blank slate. You don't get a chance. They don't get a chance to know the shy version of you. They don't get the chance to know the version of you that was procrastinating. They only know the version of you that just stepped up today. It's like, hey, I'm here. It's like, oh, this is a cool person. I don't know what led you here, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm able to do that now. I'm beginning to do that because I'm not looking for anybody's approval of this version of me. Because, again, it's something telling me that I don't currently enjoy this version of me. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, because my current reality is a result of whatever version of me, like a previous version of me. So now, in order to get what I want, get what I desire, I must become this new version of me. And in doing that, I consciously and unconsciously know, and I've come to terms with that, everybody isn't going to be able to come with me on this journey. And we got to grow anyway. Like, if it's not growing, it's dead. I got that from Lauryn Hill. If it's not growing, it's dead. And I live by it. Like, so it's okay for me to change. The people around me are going to change. The places I go are going to change. What I'm interested in is going to change. I'm going to change. I would be lying to you if I told you that I'm the same person that I was when we met. Yeah.
But also, you have to still enjoy who you are now.
I love who I am.
Yeah. I just don't want that to get lost in the
song. I love me. I love me.
You have to, because I think we can get so focused on, hey, future. That's like, bro, if you don't enjoy any of this, like, that's like the point is to enjoy. Point of life is also to enjoy life. Like, you're not, it's not meant to just plan for the future, because all you're doing is planning for ahead. And sometimes when you do that, you don't even get a chance to enjoy now. Like, if we're always looking for what the future version of us is doing, we never get a chance to see what the current version is doing.
I love me some me.
That's what they be saying on Twitter.
I do want to let y'all know I love me and I do enjoy what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. But one, that's because I'm thinking for myself. I'm making my own decisions. And I actually took the time out to know myself and understand what it is that I actually want to do. What do I enjoy doing? I don't always want to do it, but I do enjoy it. And I'm working towards something. So, not even once I get there, but as I'm making my way there, I'm enjoying the process. But
I was just going to say, I think that there is a beauty in appreciating where you are, like being able to appreciate where you are, but also still recognize if you want to make changes. Like, I feel like it takes a while to get there, to the point where you're able to, like, you know, still be present, still be like, okay, I'm here, but I guess not hate it and still recognize like you want to move forward. You want to grow in some way. Because like you guys were saying, like a lot of times we focus so much on the future, us, or what we want to change, or the fact that we're not where we want to be. But being able to just appreciate the fact that, like, even just speaking for myself right now, like, I've changed so much in so many positive ways from like the me that I used to be. But also I recognize I still have some changes that I want to make, so that I can, you know, create the lifestyle that I want to live, be full time in my career and stuff like that. So it's just, I think that there is beauty in the appreciation, while also recognizing and leaving room to grow. I think that's what it is. Like, either a lot of times it'd be like people be trying to make it black and white, where it's like, either I hate where I'm at and I just want to, you know, grow and be away from this. Or they're like, I love where I'm at and I'm not leaving any room to grow because everything's great. But I think that in life, as humans, we talk about this all the time. Like, we're meant to evolve. We're meant to grow. We're meant to continue to learn. We're meant to continue to experience new things. That's why the world is so big and there are so many people, because there are so many new experiences still out there for us. And if we don't leave room for ourselves to still grow, then, you know, we're blocking out any new experiences. And then people get stuck in the mundane, they get stuck in the day-to-day, blah, blah, blah. But then also, if we're so focused on the future, like, a lot of times, we don't even get to experience the things that we have access to in that moment. And I know that I used to kind of be like that, because, like you were saying earlier, like, you feel like your life is a project right now. Like, you're working towards something, so you feel like you're working on a project. I feel like in the past, I used to be so focused on whatever project and trying to figure out how to make that project work that I lost sight of, like, okay, well, life is still happening around you. Like, it's okay to, you know, you want to do something, you want to go somewhere else, but, like, life is still happening. So, like, let's figure out how to enjoy this moment. And I think that now, kind of going back to, like, how much I've grown, I'm actually in a space where I'm able to appreciate where I am. And also, I'm still leaving a lot of room for me to grow, because there's a lot. That I have not experienced.
You said not that. I don't even know.
Right.
You want to go first?
Be good.
I was just going to say two things. First, I... like you were saying, in the process of change, I'm enjoying the process, because I know that I want more for myself. So I want more for myself, but along the way, and I know what I have an idea of what I need to do, what I want to do. So I'm enjoying the process to getting to where I want to be. But we're constantly changing. But it with constantly, but with constantly changing, a lot of people make it seem like it's a bad thing. Like, they try to hold you changing against you. But it's like, it's not my fault that I'm evolving. Like, that's the purpose of life. Like, through life, if stuff stop growing, stop evolving, 9 times out of 10 is dead. So,
like
you just said, you just said the purpose of life is to live. And I found that out a couple months ago. Like, the purpose of life is to actually live.
So we're living out here.
We are. Life,
bro. Absolutely. And I think there's two points that I would admit. One, to yours, people are adverse to change because it looks unfamiliar, and we typically equate, like, something that I just learned is that you shouldn't equate unfamiliar with bad. It's just unfamiliar. Like, you just don't know it. And that doesn't mean that it's bad. You just don't know it. So anytime you could be like, you know what? Instead of me making art, I want to be a stand-up comedian. Right? And then you go to your family and you're like, I want to be a stand-up comedian. You're like, well, you ain't never said nothing funny.
Make me laugh.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
my stand-up routine will be written out. Practice, rehearse.
but that's them trying to put you back. And this, and I had took this from it was another TikTok video, putting you back in the mold that they're used to having you in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, nah, this isn't you. This is you. And it's like, there. So the second you're trying to experiment with you, because again, it's just different versions of you. It's you taking a risk. It's you trying to be a comedian. It's you, or you being a comedian. It's you being a baker, whatever the case may be. When it's unfamiliar, people are saying, nah, don't do that. Don't waste your time. Don't try that, because they're not used to it. And we typically equate unfamiliar, it's bad. This is not a good time. But I don't know it. It's not weird. We're not going to have a good time.
It changed a lot for me once I realized how much I didn't know. Like, so it's like, I don't know anything.
The man like, who knows something knows he knows nothing at all. That's the one of the biggest quotes that I've learned over my entire life that stuck with me. I'm like, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know a thing. Like, what did I think that I knew?
Erykah Badu said that.
Yeah.
The man who knows
Yeah, it's so much beauty in the unknown. And it's hard to fault somebody for trying. It's like, I'm not putting anybody's life at risk. I'm not hurting nobody. I might make y'all feel uncomfortable by how I'm moving or stuff I'm doing, but I'm trying. Like, you can't be mad at it's you. At this point, you can't make me feel bad for trying to better my life.
Mm-hmm. It also be a thing where sometimes people just try to, and sometimes it's not intentional, but sometimes people put their fears on you. So then it's like, all right, I don't want you to do this. I'm trying to put you back into your mold, not just because this is what I see you as, but also just because I'm afraid for you to even attempt that. Mm-hmm. And like, not realizing how detrimental that is for the person. But I know for me, like when I started, I guess, partially when I moved, but when I started like kind of creating my own little environment, like that's when I started, like when I started working on my mindset and stuff like that. So that's what I mean by starting to work on my own environment. That's when I started to realize like, oh, there's so much more out there. There's so much that I could be doing. And like, I could do anything for real. It might take time. It might take effort, you know, but I don't have to be afraid because you're afraid.
Yeah. And sometimes people just put their, it's unconscious, but they're like, nah, I can't even imagine. Again, everybody's imagination is different. I can't even imagine that. That's not going to happen. And if I can't imagine it, then it's not going to happen. That's how a lot of people operate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think something that something I just thought of that I feel like might be true is the future you is only allowed, like, the future you's level of, how do I want to say this? The future you is only allowed to experience the amount of, like, joy, care, and freedom that it experiences based on the things that you do now. Mm-hmm. So, like, the level of enjoyment, care, freedom, fun, what focus, whatever it is that you put in now, that's like the future you is only going to benefit from the amount of things that you enjoy and the amount of joy, focus, trust, whatever it is that you're giving yourself now. So in order for your future you to actually feel that, you have to feel it now, because otherwise it doesn't have the future you doesn't get a chance to even experience it, because like you're literally setting up the groundwork for you to feel that and more. But until you feel that and more now, the future you has no idea of how to get it.
Mm-hmm. And with feeling, what both of y'all said, one, feeling and people putting their fears of you, a lot of people be fearful of just you being embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So oh, I don't see you doing this. I don't want you to be embarrassed. But I feel like it's a thing of, in order to put myself first, I have to put my word first. So you worried about me being embarrassed to other people. How am I going to feel for like the 100th time me not keeping my word to myself?
Oh my God.
So like that feels worse than
the level
me
of embarrassment.
Even being embarrassed. Yes. Now I'm embarrassed for myself because I told y'all that I'm doing this. I told myself that I'm doing this, this, and this. By this time, I'll be here. And because I fed into people's disbelief or their worry, fear, whatever, I fed into that. Now I'm taking a back seat to what I told myself, the vision that I have for myself. I say that to say me disappointing myself or not living up to my word now is more, I will feel worse not living up to my word than I would of failing.
Yeah, and I think embarrassment is such a strong emotion, but what we don't realize with embarrassment is that what we don't realize we're saying with embarrassment is that I care about what everybody, how everybody else views me. Because you're never embarrassed about things that you're confident about most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know you can dunk, you're not going to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. If you miss a dunk, it's going to be like, all right, cool, I missed a dunk. I know I can do
a dunk in the game. It was the first dunk. Yeah. When I tell you, I'm the only person that attempted a dunk this season. I think it was in the varsity game. I only got like the last couple seconds. I got the rebound. Boom. I felt like Oscar Pryor when he full court. I'm from baseline to baseline. I take off from like the foul line, somewhere close to there.
Yeah.
Now looking back, I'm like, why did I even jump? It was the adrenaline. Yeah. I shouldn't have jumped from there. I should have just laid it up 2 points. But I was and it just went up and I was like,
yeah. But embarrassment is such a strong emotion.
I wasn't even embarrassed though. That's the thing. I was just like, dang, I dunk every single day. Next game, somebody boom. I was like, my boy.
Yeah.
My boy, but like, it could be me, but my boy, I like you.
But no, it's such a, I think in most cases, it's such a people's even secondhand embarrassment. I experience it all the time because it's almost like I'm imagining or I can feel what it would feel like to be in that scenario for the person. I'm like, that's nasty. Ooh, that's nasty. I wouldn't want to feel that one.
Ooh, yeah.
But that's a lot of times when I'm watching shows, I'm able to see it. Like, I'm like, ooh, this is about to end real, real bad. I got to walk out. Let me take a lap. Why are you doing this?
Get some blue chips.
Yeah.
Let me get some blue chips.
Because now I'm sitting there, I'm like, why are you doing this to me, man? Just tell the truth. Good God. But it's such a strong emotion for so many people. So your family and people who you care about, they don't want you to be embarrassed because they don't want you to be hurt. But I think we care more about, hey, I'd rather try this a million times and get it once and deal with failing or deal with at least I tried than to deal with hey, I haven't been keeping my word, I haven't tried, I'm still procrastinating. Like, I'd much rather deal with I tried and I just didn't have it in me.
But I think that's also because like we've already felt the I gave up my I didn't stick to my word or I didn't stick to the plan or like I listened to you instead of listening to me. Like, we felt all of that already. I don't need to feel that again. Yeah. Like, I don't need to keep going through that cycle because at this point, all right, I know what it looked like if I just keep doing that. All right, what it look like if I actually listen to myself?
It's going
to
look like what it look like now.
Right, yeah. Like, I'm going to wind up in the same exact spot. So, like, if I listen to myself and I listen to whatever God instilled in me or whatever I'm feeling is right, like, I trust my actual instincts, my gifts, my talents, my gut, and work past my own fears, like, all right, let's see what that look like. Mm-hmm. Because I'm tired of this little loop. I'm tired of this. I don't need this no more.
I tried it Yahweh. Yahweh ain't working.
It ain't working.
I'm trying to Yahweh. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Who do you think?
Come on. Oh, come on.
That got to be the start. Like it's going to be quiet. Like, or the beat going to drop, cut, and it's going to be like, yeah, I mean, I tried it Yahweh. I'm trying to try Yahweh. And then it's going to be like,
what do you think? I might have to do that. I might have to do that.
But I was gonna say, with like finally trusting yourself, it's scary,
mm-hmm. terrifying.
But
yeah,
it's not even fearful. It's more scary because it's exciting. Like, it's more exciting fear or worry than like, I don't think I can do this. Like, oh wow, I could actually do this. And I tried the other way before. The only thing that I have to do now is trust myself. And I have a plan. I know where I'm going. It's like I'm reading a map. I know, okay, I know I'm on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's First Street, Second Street, Third Street. So if I'm on Main Street, I go past First Street. My plan says go to the Third Street and make a left. But on Second Street, I choose to make a right. I know I can either turn back, go back to Main Street, make that right to Third Street, and then make a left on Third Street. Or I can make this right on Second Street, keep going down, see what's down here. I'll make a left. on whatever East Main Street, go up to Third Street and take Third Street all the way down to that Texas. Come on in.
That was the world's most elaborate map.
There's a left, there's a right. Make sure you hit that left, and you're going to see the Starbucks. Get to the Starbucks, you've gone too far. Go back to the Piggly Wiggly.
I say that to say I have a plan, and I know my goal, my vision. So if I make a detour, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So I'm not really
just like this conversation.
Came back to home.
Mm-hmm. We always coming back. Yeah. We always coming back, baby.
Yeah. But go ahead.
I had something to say, but I can't remember what it was. So
yeah, I think the process of trusting yourself, something that I have to remind myself, and it's a wild thing, but to think for myself, like actually do it, to remind myself, like, hey, before you make this decision, what do you actually think? It's like, okay, cool. Because if I'm, whether I'm doing group thinking, where it's like everybody's already made their decision and I haven't actually thought about it for myself, and I'm like, all right, cool, I trust your judgment. And it's like, hold on, maybe I'm missing something, because I think you rob yourself of the opportunity to actually to offer a new perspective when you don't think about something for yourself. Because like, y'all could be like, hey, we should go left. We should go left. I see that. Yeah, I'm thinking we go left. And if I don't think about it, and I just say, yeah, I could have been the one to see something. I was like, nah, actually, don't go left, because I'm looking at it from a totally different angle.
Because I got 20/20.
Yeah.
Or it could be
that is true.
Or it could be a thing of, like, go back to groupthink. Mm-hmm. You disregarding your own needs, mm-hmm. like, because everybody ready to go left, but I'm starving. Yeah. So yeah, let's stop at this whatever, mm-hmm. And get something to eat real quick. I'm gonna get something to eat. I'll meet y'all there. To take it a step further from what do I actually think? One thing that I had to do or begin doing is, what did I tell myself? So that goes back to me keeping my word. Even how we said no to the performance, the access to perform, it's like, I specifically told myself, that same exact day or the day before, I told somebody, I'm not performing until after the 12-week year. So, in the fall time, that's when I will be performing. So, the end of the year, then the next day, hey, would you like to perform? Sorry, I can't do it. At first, a part of me wanted to do it, but I'm like, I literally just told myself and just mm-hmm. declared this statement that mm-hmm. I'm not doing such and such until. Mm-hmm. So, just being able to keep your word to yourself, like going back to that, being able to keep your word to yourself.
I was going to say, that's just like what Damani always be saying about, as soon as you declare something, the universe gives you the opportunity to mm-hmm. declare the opposite. It just kind of be like, you sure about this? Like, you said, I'm not performing to the fall time, and then all of a sudden you get an opportunity to perform next week. And it's like, mm-hmm. are you sure? Are you going to take this? Are you trusting your plan? Are you trusting yourself this time? Or are we going to do something else?
That happened to me today. Quiet as kept. I was writing in my morning pages, and I was thinking about having resources that I didn't realize that other people needed, or like that I forget that I had that other people utilize. We was talking about, if you need a holistic nutritionist, I got you. But, right? But so I'm thinking about that, and I was like, I want to make sure, like, if I have that opportunity, I want to be able to do that. We go to the market, somebody coming up and they looking, I wasn't even thinking, hey, I just had this is fire. I'm like, let me just get out your way so that you can go ahead and look at the menu. It wasn't even thinking, give a good review, you just had this. Mm-hmm. My brain wasn't there, and I was like, dang, yeah, I know I said this, but I didn't think you was going to give me an opportunity immediately. Like, right. can you give me a warning sign next time? Like, make it a little bit more clear? Like, hey, this is...
Come on, do it now.
And I think sometimes when we're doing some of
the universe not going to be studying like that.
But that's not how the universe talk.
Do this right now.
But I think the beauty is that the second you declare it, you get an opportunity to show, is this exactly what you're looking for?
Woo, thanks.
So, So you get the opportunity. Don't worry about that. 2020 vision.
I have my glasses on. I have 2020 right now too. Okay.
But you get the opportunity. And I think that was something that I learned from the clip of Denzel talking about. He said he stopped. He doesn't look at anything as a problem. It's like, hey, what an opportunity. It's like, oh, this is going on to me. Oh, what going on? This is happening to me. This is occurring to me. Like, oh, what an opportunity I have. Oh, snap. This is, nobody else is doing, nobody else is allowing independent acts to perform. Like, in this way, what an opportunity you have. Because you're the only person that sees that this is a problem. So I think we're able to correct whatever.
And with that, I feel like that goes into the power of knowing what you declare. So, like, being mindful of the stuff that you said. So, granted, if you would have said the opposite of whatever you wrote in your pages.
Yeah, I was just...
if you would have wrote something negative, then you could have got an experience of something negative. Mm-hmm. So, like, just being conscious of what it is that we actually putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that it's all good things. And what I've come to find out is that it's one thing to say it, but I feel like we're only tested on it if we feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we write it or say it, like, with the feeling behind it, that's when we actually... Because the other day, I was like... not even the other day, it was a couple weeks ago, y'all had brought this up, and I was like, I'm broke! Just to see if they would drop some money in my head. I ain't getting nothing.
Because you can't cheat the universe.
I'm broke!
Yeah.
Who, me? Me?
Yeah, but I think that's the case in life. Like, I don't think people only test you when they feel like you actually believe something you're saying. Like, when you say, man, I'm the fastest person alive. Man, come down the street, race Lil Ray Ray. I guarantee you ain't gonna beat Lil Ray. But, like,
why it gotta be a Lil Ray Ray?
I'm sorry, race Lil Sarah. Race Lil Sarah around the way.
I've done it.
So, I bet you $500 you ain't gonna beat Lil Sarah. But it's like, they only do that when you actually believe, when you actually believe it, say it with some oomph.
It's not.
That's when people challenge you. It's not when you don't actually believe it. It's like, nobody's going to challenge you. All right, you know, I'm the fastest person here. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, I ain't about to challenge. That sound like fluff. We not about
they,
to
they do that when you actually doing the stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even got to say nothing. As long as you're doing it, and they want to challenge, like, they want to prove that, like, if we talk, I ran track.
Mm-hmm.
We playing basketball. I'm not trying to show y'all I'm fast. I'm just hustling. I'm back on defense. We playing basketball. I don't want to race. We race. I'm striding down the basketball court. They like, I beat you. It's a tie. It's a tie. Come on. But I say that to say, when you're doing the thing, like, sometimes you don't even have to declare that you, like, if you're actually doing the stuff to the level that you're supposed to, to the level of your talent, a lot of times it's tested anyway.
Yeah, but I think genuine things are always tested, like, whether you're talking about people, situations, products. Like, we always test genuine things to make sure it's actually genuine. Like, that's just
diamond,
not true.
Diamond testers.
Yeah, that's literally the whole point. And let me make sure this is actually genuine, because there are some Facebook, like, the genuine thing, we just want to make sure this is what it is.
Yeah, I remember that. Blah, 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 blah. I remember what I was going to say earlier.
All right, take us back.
It was back going back to...
Back in the day, man.
Going back to when you were talking about trusting yourself and, like, not allowing yourself to feel as much joy, you were saying that, but you were also talking about trusting yourself. I saw a video. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole video. I think I bookmarked it, but it was this lady. She was doing an interview. I don't know who it was, but she was like the scariest emotion for people to experience is joy.
Jeez.
And, like, it's not fear, it's not, like, all, it's not worry, it's not all the emotions that we deem as negative or anything like that. The scariest emotion is joy, because, like, I'm going to use what I'm going to say because I did not watch the rest of the video. I was doing something. But it's like a thing where, like, in The Big Leap when he talks about, like, upper limiting yourself and stuff like that, it's a thing where we're just, like, that's when we start thinking, like, oh, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop or, like, something could go wrong because the fact that this could go even better than I could have ever expected or just as good as I wanted it to is like the scariest thing ever because we're taught a lot of times in life that life isn't fair and that we don't always get what we want. And if we're constantly putting that out there, that's like, you know, we're not experiencing joy from that. Mm-hmm. Like, and honestly, because we see so much stuff that isn't geared towards joy, even, like, sometimes when you think about growing up and, like, the stereotype of, like, the cool kids, like, they weren't happy kids. Like, they weren't happy. They were, like...
Moody.
They were moody. They were mean. Stuff like that. Like, they were, like, they stuck their nose up at people. And that's just, like, the stereotypical, like, what we would see on TV and stuff like that. I'm not saying that.
Balloon boots.
Word, if you were a cool kid, I'm not saying you was mean.
You could have been,
but if the shoe fits...
Right.
But wear that Timberland boot.
Right. But
wear them Crocs if you feel comfortable. Go ahead.
But yeah, so like I think it's interesting to think about that because we downplay so many of our emotions or even like I think we talked about the other day, I don't know if we talked about this. Maybe I'll talk about it in my head. But oh no, it was in the book. It was in the book we were reading. The Mountain Is You. Talking mm-hmm. about downplaying.
Mm-hmm.
Downplaying your accomplishments and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, a lot of times, instead of allowing ourselves to feel joy, in order to not be disappointed. I did watch the whole video. All right, here's what happened. Let me set the scene. Basically, she was talking about this guy. He said that throughout his whole life, he never allowed himself to feel joy. He only let himself, like, be at, like, a regular level, like, contentment, we'll say. Because if he never got too excited about something, then he would never be disappointed. And if he never got, like, I guess, felt bad about something, then, you know, I guess it's only up from there. I don't really know. It's just, like... Yeah. Indifferent, like either he would be indifferent or content or whatever, but never like joy about something.
But that go into like you might touch this, so go ahead.
So then, like that was his whole life, his whole thing in his head. And then his wife wound up passing away. And when his wife wound up passing away, he said that he wished he allowed himself to actually enjoy the moments and actually feel the joy because the amount of pain that he felt when she passed away, in that moment he realized he didn't truly experience the joys of life with her like he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't get that opportunity to again. That was kind of dark.
Yeah, but I was going to say that made me think of going back to if it's not grown, it's dead. The purpose of life is to live. Even like with a heartbeat, the heart monitor, mm-hmm. it gotta go up and down. That's what life is. It's right. just a series up and down. When it stay
flat little,
that mean you dead. So if you're just going through life, you're not actually living. You're just mm-hmm. here. Like you're just existing.
Mm-hmm.
And
And something that again, not on the morbid side, but to something that I took from Tom Hanks, I think he probably took it from the Bible. You know, everybody be. Anyway.
Everybody be stealing from the Bible.
But it was the idea, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That entire phrase, like, all right, cool. When you're at your lowest, this too shall pass.
Definitely from the Bible.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But when you're at your highest, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And it's like, to look at life like it's a movie, almost. Like, all right, this happened. I actually can't wait to see what happens next. Because that's really what it is. You never really know what's going to happen next. So it's like, so enjoy this moment because, again, this too shall pass. It may be a better moment. It may be a worse moment. But at the end of the day, it's going
to
pass.
And with saying that, I feel like we have to make the most of our great moments so our lower moments aren't as low as the previous lower moments. Yeah. So kind of like the stocks, you know, you got lower lows and lower highs. Hopefully, when you got lower lows, lower highs, and higher lows. I'm trying to go and be on the upper up, so higher highs and higher lows. So I'm going like this instead of like this.
Say ha 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 ha.
Higher highs and higher lows.
Higher, baby. But I will say that's not to say that if you're in a low and it's a low moment, like allow yourself to feel your emotions.
Yeah, but just, it's like just know that this too shall pass. Like it's almost like all right, cool. This feels bad. It's gonna end.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So it's like so cool. Let's just get through it. Feel the emotions. And while I'm here, like. Let me make the best of while I'm here because I don't know what the next season is going to bring. I don't know what
right.
the next...
You don't even know what the next 5 minutes is going to
You know
like.
What I'm saying?
So. Yeah. I mean, and this stuff is... Sometimes in some ways it's easier said than done. I mean, it took us time to get here. took us a lot of time to get here. So
the best of my life is the rest of my life. Or the rest of my life is the best of my life.
Pardon me, go ahead.
Go ahead, Queen.
It's ET,
baby.
Oh, okay.
Make the rest of your life the best of your life. It's your boy.
Pardon me. I lost my thought now.
God dang it.
Oh, but yeah, it took us a while to get here. I mean, you know, you got to do the work to get to where you want to be, but you got to decide that you want to keep growing. Like, that's the real thing, is to make the decision, but you have to make the decision for yourself.
You gotta decide that like what you want to be, even if it changes. But like you just have to be working towards something. Sorry to cut you off. I just had to had a brain blast.
I mean, even if it's just like I want to be more independent, like that's still making a decision on who you want to be.
You
like
have a direction.
Yes.
And it's like okay, what would make me more independent?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have something to work towards.
And that also ties back into, again, thinking for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally had to slow down to be like, hey, what do you actually think about this? Actually, I don't like this at all. And it's like, it's not until you take a second where you're like, let me think about this, that you realize the thing that you do like, you don't like, what you actually want to do to change your life, all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it just... You have to think for yourself.
AC.
Has it been sounding like this the whole time?
No. It just started.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just like, what is happening?
Want me to turn it off real quick?
Yeah. Not because I thought maybe I was just blocking it out because it was, I'm like, was it like this all the whole time? All right.
I don't even think they can actually hear it, but you never know.
I think it's a
50-50 chance.
Until we get our master producer, audio engineer.
I mean, we really just need the mics that we...
I was just talking about, like, to edit it out. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Mics coming soon, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
We depending on y'all to get us some mics.
Appreciate y'all.
We need three of them things. Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. I'm going to make a jingle.
Word.
I'll figure that out later.
Patreon.
Join the Patreon. We need another one.
Please.
Make sure it's the gray area and not somebody else's.
Do it now. God bless. Thank you.
But yeah, I think thinking for yourself is like a huge, huge thing. And also just recognizing like that it doesn't have to be like a huge...
Oh man, I'm about to sneeze again.
Like, you could just literally be like, with the, I want to be more independent, like, what does that entail? I want to be taller. What happens? How do you need to be taller?
I want to stretch more. Word. Don't drink nobody cow milk.
What?
Don't drink no dairy.
No dairy.
Don't drink no dairy. It's in the past episode. Jesus Christ.
Don't drink no dairy. But yeah, just like, what do you actually want for yourself? What do you actually believe? What do you think? It could just be that you want to go on more walks.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
You want to be a person who goes on walks often. What would be required? Like, stuff like that. It don't got to be something that, like, you want to throw out your entire current life and start over. It could be, but it doesn't have to.
But then even with that, it still take baby steps. So you still got to take, like you still got to know what's the big goal, like 12-week year. What's the big vision, life vision? Now we dialing it back to make sure that we're taking the actionable steps to get to whatever it is. And that's what makes planning, and once you actually plan, it makes it easier to actually enjoy life. Because, if I stick to this plan, the worst that's going to happen is I get to whatever goal. Like, if my plan is effective, if I stick to this plan, at the bare minimum, I'm going to reach this goal. So while I'm sticking to this plan, I can enjoy, I might get a lot more because now I'm actually enjoying life. I'm allowing myself to experience life because I know I'm doing this. So now I'm prepared. I'm welcoming miracles because I'm doing what I need to do for myself, and I'm not just waiting on God to just be like, here you go.
Yeah.
I'm doing these actionable things. So now it's like, oh, word, Breeze did this, this, and this already. So we can just fast forward to miracle.
Weird. I feel like God only give you the miracle while you in stride, because otherwise you can't catch it.
I want this miracle.
Dear God, I need a miracle. But yeah, it's like if we're doing track, I'm not gonna pass the baton to you if you're not moving.
Yeah,
like the momentum.
You're gonna run into
you. Yeah, I'm gonna run into you, and only that's gonna happen. You gonna fumble. We both fall. So it's like in the middle of you running, it's like, and you, once you get your stride, you catch your form. Hope you reach back. Is this help?
Used to be
what funding? What extra grants? Seriously, he's like, you know what I'm saying. And it's literally like that. It's like, okay, cool. Because the goal is to get there. I can't help you if you're not moving. Like, how can I?
I used to be standing still. Like,
God, I need you to give me this
water.
Come on,
wait in the water.
That's not. I don't know. If that's what the.
Yeah, that ain't the,
that's,
I
not,
don't
that's
know.
Not the that's spiritual the for that for the scenario.
They were saying wade or wait.
Wade.
What wade mean?
Like to stand in the water. Basically, it was so that they can get some of the
lessons.
No, the scent.
The dogs couldn't track them.
Oh, track them. Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I'm like
wade in the water.
It's a learning. This is a learning.
Sometimes you gotta be still. You gotta be still and just wade.
Wait. Let's wait in. WAIT, not wade, like not like Wayne Wade, like not none of that, none of the wade.
Sometimes you gotta wade.
Yeah, no, just wait.
Let the blessings wash over you.
I mean, yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
too much negative context with that other one, so we just go wait.
Let's move forward. Let's keep moving.
Keep moving. We run it.
Yeah.
We run it. Get that baton. Stick. No, like,
funding. More life.
I was just prophesying stuff over my life. Like, oh, money. Thank you.
Oh, I needed this. Hilarious.
I perceived that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Alley-oops. It's alley-oops.
Ooh.
See how it feels? Yeah. That's extra money. That's abundance.
I was about to say that.
Feel good, don't it?
For y'all that are just listening to the podcast,
enjoying life, bro.
We in here passing the
baton of abundance.
Yeah, of abundance around.
Johnson, wait
in the water. It's gracious. We just talked about.
I said, you wait, you won't wait, you don't wait. If you wait, you don't have to wait, you don't wait.
Oh my goodness.
Or if you wait, you won't have to wait. But sometimes you have to wait so you don't have to wait. You can only wait for so long. Sometimes you have to take action and wait.
Lord?
You know, even Ye said, in 2 years, Dwayne became Dwayne.
Wade.
And never mind.
He ain't have 2020.
Help.
Anyway. We're passing. Passing the baton of abundance.
Oh my gosh.
Here you go. Floor is yours.
I can't remember what I
people,
was going
to say. For people who just joined in, that's what you said. You started. We was talking about the abundance baton.
Oh. I was talking about the people who just only listen.
Oh, yeah. Pardon us.
Yeah, that can't see what we're doing. Yeah, we literally are passing around.
The baton. The imaginary baton of abundance.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
I see some. They talked about imagination. That's one of the. That's the first key to success. Yeah. I was watching Jim Rohn.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
it's a big ad. That's a huge thing.
I feel like I'm trying to process my thoughts for some reason. Like after I feel like the words are just not coming to me. I've talked about this in the past, but I feel like the imagination is like the secret sauce that they try to make us forget about. And it's interesting because a lot of us have gotten so far away from like using our imagination that, and most of us don't see it as a tool, or even see it as a, I don't know, just like, I mean, it'd be fun to use your imagination, like, just to use it, mm-hmm. regardless of if you're using it to, like, I guess do something productive. It's like, just to use your imagination is often looked down upon amongst adults, at least in America. And I feel like that's, like, really the secret sauce to growing. And because, like, we talk about having vision all the time and, like, all of that stuff. And it's like, that's just...
imagination.
Excuse me. That's just some...
I was going to say flatulence, but I don't know if that's... No. Flatulence is the other end part.
Yeah, I just burped, okay?
Yes.
Belching.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't put my face part. It's rude. It's having a day.
I said, Jesus. Vision and all of that stuff, like having vision and stuff like that, that's just using your imagination. Like, and we try to give it a more grown-up name, but it's like, nah, use your imagination. See the house that you want, the family that you want, like the things that you want to do. I picture myself on a private plane flying to whatever country I want to. They just approved the first flying car. The FAA just approved the first flying car. It's supposed to be all electric. Like... I don't see myself in one, but I might see myself in one. You know, like, it's just, use your imagination. But I think it's interesting because it's something I think that's so evident and so apparent in that we just bypass because we've been taught to just bypass it and say, oh, that's child's play.
They say logic. But in order to actually, we're supposed to use our imagination to just see what we really, what we actually want and just like, what we want, what we enjoy, it's just, okay, use your imagination to see what you want, what you enjoy, and hey, what could happen? But then once you, okay, identify, this is what I want, this is what I'm imagining for myself, now you use logic to create those actionable steps. Okay, and okay, now let me get out of my imagination now and make this a reality. In order to get this, I have to get this. Then you start, now you're able to work backwards, so you could make everything smaller, and then boom, now I'm actually taking one step to this, next step to this, boom, boom, boom.
I was just going to say, and then that brings you back to the resources that Damani was talking about, and like actually thinking like, okay, what resources do I already have access to, or do I already have in order to take the first step or to start.
And now you being creative.
Yeah.
Now that's back to the imagination.
Yeah.
You never leave your, you really never leave the imagination's portion until you
start acting on it.
Yeah, because you have the big idea, like the overarching idea, and then you're like, all right, what would I need to do to get that? And you, and it's a different form of imagination, mm-hmm. but like you're like, logically, I would need this, I would need this, I would need this, I would need this, and you're picturing everything because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So you're still in your imagination, and it might not even happen the way that you think it is. Go ahead.
Robert. I was gonna say, and then one step with that, now you have to understand yourself or learn yourself enough to now you got to use your imagination. Again, so, okay, I'm using this logic to do this, 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 and this. Now I'm going back and looking at this plan that I have. This isn't conducive for me. So, okay, I got this blueprint now. Now how can I make it work for me? Okay, now we back to imagine. Okay, I could do this, this, and this. But, oh, I might need somebody to do this. This goes to resources. Okay, okay, I'll imagine these people doing this for me or help me with this, or if I meet this one person, okay, okay, now what do I need to do to even get in this room? I don't got the key to that door, but I'm a good finesser, so how about I just put on a chef's hat and a white coat and say maybe a French accent, croissant, croissant. Yeah. And sneak through the back door.
Cross home.
Cross home.
This is a complete side note. I realized in this whole conversation, I'm the guy that's like, I know a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I never realized, like, I never realized that. Like, I'm really the guy that's like, I know a guy. I just don't be, like, saying, I know a guy. Yes. Like, I know a guy. I'm the, literally.
That's funny.
I know a guy. I just be forgetting that I know a guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that just say, fuck it, I do it myself. And I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I want to utilize you guys. Come to life room. Let's work.
I know a guy.
I do it myself.
Yeah, I know a guy that'll do that.
I don't know if I'm either of those things. I'm gonna. I'll help you plan it. Mm. I'll help you figure out how to do it. I might know a guy who knows guy how to
do it.
If you know a guy who knows a guy who knows how to do it,
yeah,
it's just connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. It works out.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, that was an air song.
Yep.
I was about to go. Why? Not sure.
Okay, Ains.
But do you guys have any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today? We talked about a lot.
Yeah.
We talked about trusting yourself. We talked about using your resources, your imagination.
Change.
Changing, growing, evolving, leaving people behind if necessary. That sounded bad. Growing, changing, evolving.
Your future self.
Trusting yourself. Yeah, taking a chance on your the future you.
Keeping your word to yourself.
Yes, keeping your word to yourself. Do you guys have any final thoughts, tips, tricks, comments, concerns?
Know yourself, know your worth.
Love yourself. That's it.
And for me, take a chance on the future you, man.
Good. I should have
trust yourself. Listen to yourself.
Trust the vision that God gave you. Trust what you're being told, like from within.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, so take a chance on the future you. That's the message that that just came to me. In this very moment, that was the message that I was supposed to relay. You know, sorry.
Do the inside work and trust what God is telling you inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, do that and make sure you eat your fruits and veggies because Jesus was a vegan. Stay blessed, stay black people.
Okay.
If you was here last Friday, you'd understand that.
Understand, overstand, understand, stand, and stand.
I wasn't here last Friday.
Sure.
But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
If.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we record our podcast 1 to 2 months in advance, join our Patreon so you can catch live episodes every week. And also our other content, behind the scene content. You subscribing to our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month allows us to create more and higher quality content for you more frequently. We do have some stuff in the works. We'll have some more stuff for you guys soon. But thank you for joining us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black.
Goddamn button.